news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump's British invasion continues on Wednesday as he heads to Portsmouth, joining Queen Elizabeth and other royals, the Prime Minister and other politicians, and veterans who were there for a ceremony marking the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion, this before heading to Ireland and then on to France for another D-Day ceremony. In an interview aired Wednesday morning with Celebrity Apprentice winner Piers Morgan on British TV, Trump said he talked with Prince Charles about climate change and was moved by his passion on the subject.
I did say, well, the United States right now has among the cleanest climates there are based on all statistics, and it's even getting better because I agree with that. I want the best water, the cleanest water. Crystal clean has to be crystal
what
clean.
People want, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Brilliant? What people want to hear from you about climate change right. is that you basically understand that almost every scientist that looks into this believes climate change is a very real and present danger. If we don't tackle it now, and America has to lead the way along with China and India, then we're going to be in serious trouble. Do you accept that?
Well, you know, you just said it. China, India, Russia, many other nations, they have not very good air, not very good water in the sense of pollution and cleanliness.
Do you personally believe in climate change?
I believe that there's a change in weather. And I think it changes both ways. Don't forget, it used to be called global warming. That wasn't working. Then it was called climate change. Now it's actually called extreme weather, because with extreme weather, you can't miss.
No, it's still called climate change, and there's still global warming. Meanwhile, back in Washington, Trump's threat to impose tariffs on Mexico as a way to pressure them on immigration is meeting fierce resistance from both sides of the aisle. Some Republican senators told White House and Justice Department officials the plan is ill-advised, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said there isn't much support for it. The former school resource officer who stayed outside Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School during the 2018 massacre faces felony charges. Scott Peterson, an ex-Broward County Sheriff's deputy, has been charged with 11 counts, including felony child neglect charges. He's been criticized for not going into the school to try to stop the shooting. Instead, Peterson took a position outside a building and stayed there for more than 45 minutes as the gunman murdered 17 people. Meanwhile, four people were killed Tuesday in the northern Australian city of Darwin in what's being described there as a mass shooting. A gunman opened fire with a shotgun in several locations and was taken into custody about an hour later. This marks the worst shooting rampage in Australia since the 1996 Port Arthur massacre, after which Australia completely overhauled its gun laws. And there hadn't been another mass shooting until now. Now, a few years ago, after an Australian student attending university in Oklahoma was shot and killed while out jogging, I proposed an idea that I thought would make U.S. lawmakers do something about guns by hitting us in the pocketbook. I suggested that other countries issue travel advisories against U.S. travel because of the dangers posed by the proliferation of guns. Well, China just did it. Yep. China is cautioning its citizens against traveling to the U.S., saying, quote, shootings, robberies, and thefts have occurred frequently in the United States. And they're also telling tourists to look out for harassment by American law enforcement. Well, the House of Representatives passed a bill Tuesday to give more than 2 million undocumented immigrants a chance at legal status and eventual U.S. citizenship. The plan includes the so-called Dreamers who came to the U.S. as kids and others with temporary humanitarian protection. Now it'll go to the Senate, where Mitch McConnell will make it die. You see, despite Republicans' protestations that the Democrats shouldn't pursue impeachment of Trump because all of the work that needs to be done for the American people, the House is conducting business, passing important legislation like the Dream and Promise Act. But Mitch McConnell, the biggest obstructionist the Senate has ever known, is just letting those bills pile up with no intention of ever bringing any of them to the floor for a vote. And finally, despite the corporate media proclaiming that Donald Trump hasn't made any massive major diplomatic faux pas during his royal visit, his Twitter account disagrees. Oh, yes. At 1:30 in the morning, Wednesday morning, Donald Trump launched a Twitter feud against actress Bette Midler. I couldn't make this up if I tried. Trump tweeted, "Washed up psycho." At Bette Midler was forced to apologize for a statement she attributed to me that turned out to be totally fabricated by her in order to make, quote, your great president, end quote, look really bad. She got caught just like the fake news media gets caught, a sick scammer. So what prompted this juvenile outburst? Well, a few hours earlier, the divine Miss M tweeted, Trump said he was greeted by thousands in the UK, but they were actually thousands of protesters. How does he always hear the opposite of the truth? Donald, if you're reading this, you should not slam your dick in a door. Thank you, Bette Midler. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.